This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. A Huron County man's now under strict legal scrutiny following his arraignment on operating while intoxicated charges. Michael Robert Champagne from Chandler Township appeared before visiting Judge Prill in district court, where a not guilty plea was entered on his behalf, but the immediate consequences are already reshaping his life. Despite this being the first offense, OWI, the court has laid down uncompromising terms. Champagne's $3,500 bond comes with a complete prohibition on alcohol, no drinking, no visiting establishments that serve it, and mandatory random testing. This isn't just legal formality, it's a court-ordered lifestyle change enforced from this moment forward. With potential jail time, significant fines, and license sanctions looming, Champagne has been assigned attorney Kyle T. O'Mara, and his next crucial court date is April the 16th, which is a plea cutoff hearing that will determine the next chapter in this developing Huron County case. The message from the bench is very clear. Alleged impaired driving carries immediate and stringent repercussions. Some recreational plans are being developed in the village of Elkton. Village residents will have an opportunity to give input on park improvements during a public hearing at 6 p.m. on April 14th. Public input is being sought on new recreational areas, pavilions, and other improvements the residents would like to see in the future at Ackerman Park, Vets Park, Centennial Park, or the Pocket Park, explained Village Clerk, Treasurer Phyllis Baranski. The village's main recreation area is Ackerman Park with its 33 acres. It has a walking path, three pavilions, tennis courts, basketball courts, two bathrooms, soccer fields, ball diamonds, playscapes, and a historical society building. The plan is to continue to develop the parks for recreation, which received a financial boost from the village's Downtown Development Authority, with its donation of $60,000 to further the development of Ackerman Park. Establishing the duties of certain positions and who will do them was addressed by the Wells Township Board of Trustees at this month's meeting. Supervisor Carmen Stevens was selected to be the township's website administrator. She was also selected as Township's Hall Manager and Cemetery Record Keeper. Clerk Bonnie Hergenretter was selected as Payroll Administrator. She was also selected as the Freedom of Information Act Coordinator. Treasurer Stephanie Bruce is the Fire Bill Coordinator. And each position assignment was approved with the clause, duties, and description of what each was to do, as well as the duties of their position on that board. Board members who were assigned those duties will each receive an additional $100 per month starting April the 1st. We'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of the mall?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of the mall?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back with one obituary this morning. James Holland, 66 years old, a fill in Michigan, passed away Monday, March 16th. He was born January 7th, 1960. and he went on to marry Mary Lalonde. He is survived by his children, Jason and Jennifer, and his granddaughter, Alyssa. Funeral Mass for James Holland will be celebrated at 1 p.m. Saturday, March 28th at St. Hubert Parish, Sacred Heart Catholic Church. Visitation will take place at McAlpin Funeral Home on Saturday, March 28th from 10 until 12:30, and at 12:30, family and friends will gather to say their final goodbyes at the funeral home and then travel in procession to the Sacred Heart Catholic Church to celebrate a funeral mass at 1 p.m. Cremation will be following, and those planning an expression of sympathy may wish to consider a memorial to the wishes of the family and Kara Jason Megendorf. For online condolences, you can share those at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
It's the Ashley Anniversary Sale, celebrating over 80 years of making homes great. Take up to 25% off store-wide for a limited time. We have hot buys you don't want to miss. We're talking Hot Buy Power Reclining Furniture, a Hot Buy Queen Bed Frame for $399, and be sure to check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. Plus, take up to 40% off accessories. Ashley started as a small operation specializing in wooden occasional furniture. Now more than 80 years later, we offer everything to transform your space. Bedroom sets, dining sets, recliners, sofas, love seats, sectionals, lift chairs, and more. Plus, Ashley has a full sleep gallery stocked with all major mattress brands. And you can make your upgrade more affordable than ever with no interest until 2031. Ask us how. Shop the Ashley Anniversary Sale going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Exclusions apply. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with more news. The U.S. House of Representatives passed H.R. 556, a bill that prevents federal agencies from regulating or banning the use of lead-based ammunition and fishing tackle on federal lands. Proponents argue the bill protects the rights of hunters and fishers from overreach by the Department of the Interior. Opponents of the bill highlight that lead is a known neurotoxin that leaches into soil and water, harming wildlife, potentially entering the human food chain. The bill passed largely along party lines and now moves to the Senate, where a close vote is anticipated. And Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed today that its defense system seriously damaged a U.S. F-35 fighter jet over central Iran. U.S. Central Command confirmed that an aircraft conducted an emergency landing at a regional base, but stated the pilot was safe and in stable condition. The incident marks a significant escalation in the ongoing direct conflict between the U.S. and Iran. Tensions have remained high following recent airstrikes on Iranian infrastructure, and this event has led to calls from international observers for an immediate ceasefire. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts, as well as Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.